This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers and the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, and Flip is going nuts on the sideline, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Louisville erupted last night. We knew it would. And unfortunately, two police officers were shot. Now, one is doing well. He's expected to recover fully. The other one had to have surgery. We haven't really heard much about it. I've been waiting for an update on his condition. But we haven't really heard anything other than he's stable and he had to have surgery for his injuries. Now, a big deal. We had state troopers there, Louisville City Police, sheriff's deputies answering the chaos, which was targeting the police, businesses, and government facilities in Louisville. We also had FBI strike teams that were there. And we also had the National Guard there, but they were held back in reserve. Now, they were guarding the hospital and the schools is what they were doing.
Well, I think it was good that the governor of Kentucky did call up the National Guard. And I think because they had police, when I saw the stories, there were lots of police there already as well. And I think because of the way they handled the situation with the police and the National Guard, I think they prevented a lot of damage that could have been a lot worse physically to, you know, stores and things of that nature in Louisville had they, I guess, dealt with it like some of the other governors have been dealing with these similar situations. But it's very terrible about the two police officers, I think, was shot by a sniper.
Yeah.
And
they did. Jesus. They did arrest a suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's good. Good, good, good. But, you know, I had a hunch that they wouldn't allow things to get as crazy as they have done in other cities. Kentuckians, they don't take as much guff as other folks. And, that, on that end, it's pretty good. They protected the downtown, but we're very sorry. Our prayers do go out to the families of those police officers who were shot, and hopefully they will fully recover.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Glenn Beck said something yesterday. He hasn't been doing this a lot, but he did say something that made perfect sense. He talked about revolutions and the fact that revolutions rarely happen overnight. He said the left started laying down the groundwork for what's going on coming up in this election, November 3rd, 2020, the moment Hillary Clinton had to concede the 2016 election to Donald Trump. And it was always solely about getting rid of President Donald Trump. And we know that there's a playbook for that. We've seen it, amongst other things, at Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's great that he said that, but I think this revolution has been going on for an awful long time, from different directions, whether it's your government school system, indoctrinating generations of students, things of that nature. It's been going on in government for a long time, and it just so happened that Donald Trump, a true patriot, popped up, and they just went to Nutsville. But this thing has been going on for quite a while.
Now, Senator Ron Johnson's committee came out with their long-awaited report, and it's worse than what we previously thought. Hunter Biden now could reportedly be tied to Russian prostitution or a human trafficking ring, with lots and lots and lots of money getting handed out to the Biden Five, we'll call them.
Well, you know something, Captain, with all that we know that has been coming out as far as details concerning Hunter and Joe Biden. Remember the old video with him, with Joe Biden bragging about the firing of the official in Ukraine and all
I
that
do.
Stuff. In normal situations, I think by now these people would be embarrassed publicly. They would be in a bit of trouble. But it's kind of weird that you've got the great just. You know, you've got a great AG, so they say, but it seems like no one is going to really get in big trouble. I guess I was kind of naive. I thought when all of this stuff was boiling over, including other situations, that more people would be in trouble by now. You'd have people at least going to trial, if not going to prison yet. I'm kind of losing my faith in that. I'm hoping things will turn around in that regard.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about what might be going on with Ron Paul, what he had to say yesterday. All right, this is Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back more with Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss Sr. and Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went out on a buying spree. And now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Now, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has one of the largest selections anywhere in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, why don't you see Moss? Because they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just got Moss's prestigious award of excellence. Way to go, team. So if you're searching for a new and improved service experience, try Moss Service Departments because they'll handle all makes and all models. And don't forget, with the You Serve, You Save program, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors and faith workers get a 20% discount on the service work done at Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura of Newport Richie, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at Moss Acura and Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another $500 on the vehicle you're looking at, new or certified pre-owned. All right, and back to Ron Edwards, and I did that for Flip because Flip's going nuts on the sideline.
All right. Good morning, Flip.
Now, more about Hunter Biden. The Senate report from Ron Johnson's committee details the Biden family business while the vice president was in office. And during that eight-year time, it's estimated that the Biden Five, that's Hunter, his sister, a son-in-law, and a cousin or something like that in the mix. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe Biden's brother. There we go. It's estimated that what they were able to get from not only Russia but China and Ukraine and Kazakhstan and some other country. There was another country in there. I can't remember what it is right now. It doesn't really matter. Was several billion dollars worth of money. Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking again for a picture of one of the Russian officials that Biden got, I think, about $3.4 million.
You're talking about the woman?
Yeah, yeah. But the report, you know, it ultimately unclear what impacted Hunter Biden's position at the board of the Ukrainian gas company had on it, the Obama administration policy with regard to Ukraine. And according to one report, there's no evidence to support one of President Trump's more incendiary allegations that Joe Biden pressured Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor as a way to protect his son.
No, that's not true. But, he did pressure him.
But there's the video.
Yeah, he said so. There. Biden stood there and said so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, these people are lying through their teeth with evidence that's out there all over the planet.
Yeah. And by the way, the Burisma deal had to be approved, by the one and only Barack Obama.
Yep. But here's the thing, Captain. And this is one of the things you and I were going back and forth about.
Mm-hmm.
I was naive and thought that Obama and others would get in trouble for this kind of stuff. And it just looks like nothing. Nothing. I mean, they're lying through their teeth.
Yep.
We just saw that. And the only thing we see is that there's, you know, divisions with the Democrats accusing Johnson of Senator Johnson, a politically motivated initiative. No, there are real problems here, and Johnson happens to be pointing them out. It's not about political motivation. But that's what the Democrats keep coming back with. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just political motivation.
Now
you tell me, Captain, if this were reversed, would the Democrats be looking the other way because they wouldn't want to be accused of being politically motivated?
Of course not. And by the way, what do you think about the $100,000 credit cards, the extended lines that they bought with ChinaLink credit cards, Hunter, his sister, and the son-in-law?
It's just a big pile of stuff that keeps getting higher and higher, and it's like, it's disgusting, Captain.
And he got $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow.
Yeah,
and that's where the women came into play with the prostitutes and the possible human trafficking that was going on, because that's where that came into play. And by the way, money went from Hunter to women in the United States. And then that money in the United States went back to Russia, back to the Ukraine, back to Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Now, I do know, and one of the reasons why the Democrats are raising a huge stink and trying to draw our attention in certain directions, I do know that the Trump administration has been going hard after human trafficking and rescuing a lot of children in certain locations. And I know that some Democrats may have been a part of some of this human trafficking. And I think that's another thing that they're kind of nervous about. But who knows whether anybody will get into any trouble. But I do know that thousands of children have been rescued in certain locations, not only in this country but around the world, because of the Trump administration's efforts.
All right, well, let's move along here, because we now know that the Supreme Court nominee, whoever that might happen to be, we'll find out, I guess, about 5 o'clock on Saturday. The hearing for that individual may start as soon as October the 12th, and we've been told it'll be a 3-day hearing, and then they'll have a vote right after that, within a week.
Yeah, and that's good. I'm glad that the president and the Republicans are going ahead and doing it, because, I'm glad they're not buying into the lie, that Americans are not buying into the lies of the Democrats. You've had, I think, 19 situations where presidents of that, let's see.
29.
I'm staying specific, though, about the situation similar to what President Trump is in right now, where it was 19 situations and 17 of them were approved.
Well, there's been 29 times during the course of an election year where there's been a justice appointed, 29 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, but here's the thing. You're having the Democrats outrage acting like this is something new that the president is doing, and you have Pelosi threatening to impeach the guy for doing something that is constitutionally mandated.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy
yeah.
stuff.
Now let's talk about Pam Bondi, because Michael Bloomberg somehow or another seems to have this weird obsession with Florida, and he's not even a Florida resident. He's actually, in effect, buying the votes of convicted felons by doing what he's trying to do. He raised $16 billion to give to convicted felons to pay off their fines so they could vote in the election. And by the way, they're blacks, they're Hispanic, and they're all registered Democrats.
And there you go. That's what I was going to say.
Which is against the law, by the way. That is very much against the law in the state of Florida. He could be in big trouble.
Well, he knows, and many people know, that Democrats are in bigger trouble than I think that the media will let us believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's doing that. To me, that's a desperate measure.
Yep.
And Florida is very important, by the way, in the upcoming election.
Well, yeah, and we'll get into that in a minute here. But the speaker's job, we're being told, because of Nancy P wanting to impeach President Trump again, that's not a very popular move around the country, and that could jeopardize her job because many people might vote against the Democrats because she's making such a big brouhaha about impeaching the president again.
Yeah, but, you know, I saw the threat where, you know, she tries that, her position could be in jeopardy, but I think you'd have to get a certain number of votes to take that kind of an action. I don't know if many of the members of the House have the stomach for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Yep.
It's a legal thing to do, but will they have the stomach, the stones to really follow through?
And let's wrap this up with the fact that nearly two-thirds of the country in the latest Rasmussen poll believe the presidential election will not be decided on election night. That's coming from the Rasmussen poll. And by the way, the president believes that he has to have 9 justices because we're going to wind up going to the Supreme Court just like we did back in Al the Boer Gore's time in 2000 to have the election decided.
Yeah, you got to have 9, and because you cannot have an even court where you could end up with a tie. Got to have the 9 so you can get the job done. It's got to be done that way, Captain. We have to get your nominee done.
Here comes the music in my ear. We will talk to you on Tuesday of next week. Have yourself a great weekend and stay out of trouble if you can.
Absolutely. You too, sir.
All righty. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, you will hear an Edwards Notebook on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And we got some questions for him, and you can give us some more if you'd like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Bo Browning at National Aviation Academy is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, what I want you to do is actually call the National Aviation Academy at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their 2 locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is probably where you could find Bo Browning in about 2 hours, right, Bo?
That is correct.
All right, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, since we talked the last time, I've seen a lot more planes flying around, number one, which is a good thing. And number two, I asked one person who works for American Airlines, I said, where are your planes coming in from that you're putting back up in the air again? He says, oh, they're coming in from Dallas. Well, is that sure. Where they send their planes?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the airlines have a lot of different areas where they may have aircraft stored or parked at for the time being. So depending on the airline, depending on where the aircraft are going to, you know, there's multiple stations that American, Delta, Southwest can pull aircraft out of. So we all know that the airlines aren't flying their entire fleet right now. They do have aircraft sitting on the ground, and depending on how they have those aircraft, is the aircraft preserved and there's no intention of bringing it back anytime soon into an active fleet, or if it's sitting there, it's still active, and as an airplane comes up for an inspection, they just take that one out of service and replace it with one that hasn't flown or doesn't have as many cycles on it in the last week or 2 weeks or something like that. You know, so there's various different ways the airlines are managing their airline fleet right now and their flight schedules. So it's really hard to say, you know, that everybody's doing it one certain way.
I've got a question from Alan in Salt Lake City, Utah, and Alan wants to know, is it a good time now to change your job? And if so, would it be a great time to become an aviation maintenance tech, even though I have to wait another 6 years to get, another 6 months to get my full retirement? I could retire early and collect 90% of my retirement, but I want to do something different. Should I do it now or should I wait 6 months?
Well, you know, that's obviously an individual thing that you have taken into consideration. You know, one, where you're retiring from, you know, what kind of benefits you're going to get. You know, is it worth taking that early retirement? That's all a personal, individual decision. The aviation industry right now, I mean, you know, obviously there's some uncertainty out there. You know, what is that going to look like in 14 or 21 months? You know, that's the length of time for National Aviation Academy's programs. You know, it's going to look completely different. So, you know, what is that answer? I really don't know. I would say, you know, do your research, you know, compare it, you know, see what the pros and cons are, and then make a well thought out decision. You know, like I said, National Aviation Academy's programs are 14 to 21 months long. So, you know, you're going to be in school for a certain period of time. It just all depends on when you can start and what's the right decision for you.
Okay, I've got a question here from Jim. Jim's in Baltimore, Maryland. He says, so, my son became an aviation maintenance tech 3 years ago. He started out at just a little bit less than $50,000 a year. He just came back from being overseas and working for the government $150,000 later.
Yeah, absolutely. It is absolutely possible out there. You know, it's great to hear that your son's been successful, out there in the industry. You know, like I've always said, the aviation industry has given me a lot of great opportunity and I believe it does a lot of great things for National Aviation Academy students also and graduates. So, you know, that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, and thanks very much, Jim, for the comment there. He just threw in here. He said his son did graduate from National Aviation Academy.
Oh, you know that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you calling in, and you know, I'm absolutely ecstatic that it's worked out well for your son. And obviously, he's put in a lot of hard work out there in the industry.
Yeah, and if you want to call and ask Bo a question, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 if you want to ask a question to Bo from the National Aviation Academy. Now, something else here, and this is something that I've always thought about. You can be an aviation maintenance tech, but you can also be a specialist, right? Because you've got all the different things. So tell us how that works.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll use myself as an example. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was trained in aircraft structures. So when I transitioned out of the Marine Corps, you know, I started doing aircraft structures on, you know, commercial airliners. Then I went and I got my airframe and my power plant certification. So for me, my actual skill set is aircraft structures, be it metallic structures, non-metallic structures. So I've done everything from aluminum, stainless steel, to carbon fiber and fiberglass out there working structures on aircraft. So you can be a certificated airframe and power plant rated mechanic. But you can have a very specialized skill set that you like to do. Some guys work solely engines. You know, there are AMPs out there that are truly electrical individuals. You know, there are other guys out there that are solely on systems. You know, again, myself, I'm a structures person by trade. You know, I do have an airframe power plant certification, but when I go to work, I primarily work aircraft structures. So, you know, depending on the individual, depending on what your skill set is, depending on what you're interested in, you can absolutely find something that fits your actual wants and needs out there.
Now, radios. Everybody knows what radios are. You use digital radios on aircraft these days, is that correct?
Yeah, everything out there is the latest technology. So when it comes to the technology on aircraft, even the older aircraft that have been out there, that were manufactured 30 years ago, they've had all sorts of modifications done. They have the latest technology in the cockpits. So everything out there gets updated. You know, obviously the navigation systems, the communication systems, you know, change over time. So you have to upgrade the aircraft. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there in the aircraft. If you're familiar with the marine industry, the big marine industry, you know, big yachts, you know, high-end yachts, cruise ships, things like that, has a lot of the same technology on it.
Reason I'm asking is because I was waiting for this person to chime in. I mentioned radio. That was a key word, and here it comes. William is chiming in from Jacksonville. He's saying that I am a communications specialist, and I would consider going to work for an airline using my skills with digital communications. Is it possible I could do that and become an aviation maintenance tech?
Sure. I believe it's absolutely possible. You know, one you have a certain unique skill set. You know, you come through a program like National Aviation Academy, and get your airframe and power plant rating. You know, there will be opportunity out there with you, out there for you. And again, like I've always said, you know, everybody brings a certain skill set to the table when they come to the school like National Aviation Academy. And the most important thing is to bring a good work ethic. You know, you bring those two things, you're going to be successful. There's going to be opportunity out there because people that work hard, people that have good basic skills, good work ethic, really, you know, we create our own opportunity. You know, so National Aviation Academy is going to give you the ability to get through that licensing, that certification process, and then your own hard work is obviously going to open those doors and get you that opportunity.
And again, folks, I would strongly recommend that you check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at the website, all the different things they have to offer. And after you do that, then get on the telephone and give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their locations, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right, Paul?
Yes, absolutely. You know, go online. Again, like I've always said, National Aviation Academy creates opportunity. You have to, you know, accept that opportunity, and it has to be the right fit on both sides.
All righty, folks, we're coming back with more. Got to do the beach and boating forecast, and then I'll bring Bo back here for a couple of minutes. And again, any questions you got, you can either send them to me online or give us a call at 877-969-8600. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast, and it's brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We'll tell you all about them in just a second. But today, for Thursday, it'll be partly sunny, a little bit breezy today. Not quite as bad as what it's been earlier in the week. Winds will be out of the southeast today. This morning, they'll start out about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Might have some stronger gusts up towards 20. This afternoon, they'll be anywhere from 5 to 15 miles an hour. Waves this morning, 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. This afternoon, 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperatures both at 83 degrees. Our high tide is coming at 6:52 a.m. Our low tide at 3:55 p.m. And it's going to be a breezy day, partly sunny, but not too bad of a day to be out on the water. And remember, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And there is nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it a sun sanitizing day, too. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time out in the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get the opportunity to get all the benefits without boat ownership and without all of the work either. All you do is just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out in the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing. So give the Freedom Boat Club a call today at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And before we move on,
hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, we're back with Bo Browning from the Freedom Boat Club. You wish you were in the Freedom Boat Club, right?
I wish I was in the Freedom Boat Club.
Yeah. We're from National Aviation Academy. Now, what do you do? What is your title again over at National Aviation Academy?
So my title is actually Director of Education. So I'm directly responsible to the Federal Aviation Administration about the education that National Aviation produces, National Aviation Academy produces for all students that are in there. So we have to follow the Federal Aviation Regulations under Part 147 and make sure we teach all the required subjects to the level that the FAA requires us to teach them to.
Okay, and if I'm calling from Timbuktu and I want to make an appointment to come and visit, which is what I suggest to everybody, go visit one of the locations. Obviously, I'd have them come down here to Florida if they were in this part of the country. If they were up in the north, I'd have them go to Boston. Now, there is a difference between what you teach up there and what you teach down here in terms of classes, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. At our Concord, Massachusetts campus, we teach only day shift, our 14-month aviation maintenance technology program, which gets you through the prerequisites to take your federal Aviation Administration airframe and power plant certification testing. Down here in Florida, we have the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program, the 21-month aviation maintenance professional program, and the 7-month advanced aircraft systems program, and we teach day shift and night shift for those programs.
All righty, and the best thing to do, again, is to go online to naa.edu, take a look and see what they have to offer, and then call them up at 800-659-2080 and schedule an appointment for a tour. Take the tour, and you can find out exactly what you're going to get involved in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's roughly 177 Part 147 schools in the United States, certificated under the Federal Aviation Administration under Part 147. National Aviation Academy has two locations. You know, all the schools are required to teach all the same subjects. You know, how those subjects are taught, how they're administered is different from school to school. So you need to go in, you need to look at the school, make sure the school is the right fit for you. You know, it's very, very important you're comfortable with the education process that you're getting involved with, because, you know, the Federal Aviation Administration requires a minimum of 1,900 hours to be offered of training for a student. And when you commit to come into one of these programs like National Aviation Academy has, it is a full-time job. So at our particular programs, it's 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. So it is a full-time job. You know, we, you know, have a very high graduation rate. We have a very high placement rate. You know, like I said, all the schools are required to teach the same things. So check the schools out. Make sure the school is the right fit for you. You know, come and visit National Aviation Academy. You know, compare us to the other schools. I think you'll like what you see.
Now,
You're a race car fan, right?
Somewhat.
Remember Dale Earnhardt when his plane crashed
yep.
in Virginia?
Yep.
Did you see the results of that yesterday?
No, I did not.
Pilot error. They overshot the runway, and the plane went through the fence on the other end, and it caught fire, and Dale Jr. and his wife and okay. whatnot, they got out just in time. The pilot got out. Nobody got hurt, thank goodness. But pilot error is what caused that. So that doesn't happen that much. And I was thinking to myself when I saw that, I wonder if some poor slob mechanic was going to get sacked for not doing this or doing that.
No, probably not. You know, obviously, anytime there's an incident with an aircraft, there's a big investigation. There's a lot of technology on an airplane that's going to tell you exactly what happened, if a system went bad, if somebody made a bad decision. So there is a lot of information there. The paper trail is there for all the work that was done. So you can really decipher what really happened majority of the time.
All right. Well, Bo, I want to thank you very much for coming in. We look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. That's Bo Browning, everybody, from the National Aviation Academy. Again, check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bo. Now, folks, I got to remind you that this final segment here of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you've heard me talk about them. And if you're in Sarasota, if you're in Tampa, wherever, they will come to you. Okay. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. But all their blinds, their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They'll come to you. So you can either stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of grief and a bunch of aggravation. Now, finally today, folks, today, there's going to be a lot being said about not only Louisville last night and the two officers that were shot and the unrest around the country, but the Hunter Biden thing is going to really gain some traction today as we start to hear about that. That is an amazing, just an amazing circumstance that has taken place here, and couldn't happen at a worse time for Joe Biden. Of course, he's going to hope that all the unrest out there is going to be the conversation, so you're not going to worry about what he or his son did with the billions of dollars that was made by the Biden family. We call them the Biden Five, remember, during the time that Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States, when he was being given money for favors, to do favors. But it wasn't coming to him. It was going to his son. And we all know it. We all know it. Hunter didn't get that money because of his good looks. So there you go. All right. Well, there goes another great moment of radio excellence. And I will be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country. So everybody have yourself a great day today. For those of you up north, if you're cold, come south. It's warm down here yet. I'll see you tonight. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and they work for us. God bless America. Stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.